store?
Yeah. Then we got wheat and stuff like that, and cans and bottles and jugs here. There's a lot of wheat and stuff in there.
Yeah, this is for milk.
Well, that used to be the old milk cans. We used to send milk to the creamery.
What is it? Do you call it a milk can?
No, it's a 10-gallon can. And then there's a 5-gallon. There's a 5-gallon. Yeah, 5 gallons right here.
Are these 10?
Full of wheat, we used it. But they're premium now, these old cans. We got two or three up around
Are you full?
I wish you hadn't tried it. Hey, let me find out what's the matter with you. I don't want you to.
Shame on you.
Okay.
Well, you want to hear that four way?
It's fine. We'll pick up everything. Yeah. Well, the rest of it's kind of. You ever watch those game shows on TV where they ask words and or password? Or you say a kind of a clue and you have to say the word?
Well, I never do.
Okay, well that's kind of, this is just to get how you pronounce certain words, this part of it is. But it's pretty easy. And then, I guess I'll ask you the family questions first, I guess. Tell me about your parents. Where were they born? And
You tell that. You know more about that than I do.
His father was born in Cedar Fork, Utah. Uh-huh. His mother was born in Prattsville, Sevier County, in a United Ordinary colony.
So your family was all Mormons?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His great-grandfather was Brian, who came to Utah with the Brigham Young Company.
Huh. What about Granddad? You want to know my granddad on the mother's side or the dad's side?
Yeah, where were they from?
They lived on Antelope Island. Brigham Young sent Brian to Antelope Island to herd the church's cattle. And he married four sisters. Sisters, Brian.
Then Grandpa came from England.
England.
And it was she his... Were they related, him and his wife?
Yeah, they were cousins. That's not too important, though.
Well, you want to know, what I was going to say.
So, what was their education? How was it?
Not very much.
Not very much.